the middle of the page. So Rabbi Law said that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, even in a case where it's not mukaf l'dira, which we said it can't be larger than Beis Hasayim and it'll be allowed to carry. He says, I feel basically the area which this carpet is enclosed, the size of a base core, and it's not mukaf l'dira, you may carry still. The Mishnah is not like Hananya's opinion. The Tanya Hananya Omer, Afiluhi Arboyim saw ki is tart to Yoshal Melech. Even if the area that it closes is 40, Kor is 30 saw. Even if it closes 40 saw, the base Arboyim saw, like is tart to, like the area which they would put behind the palace, they would enclose off an area which for the king to go to, and that was the area 40 saw. Rabbi Yochanan and Shnei Mikra Echad Dorshu, Shenemar, they're both darshing from the same posik, Rasmachter from the posik. Yishayo, no Yotso, El Chatzer Atikernot. The posik says that Yishayo went to visit Chizkiyah HaMelech, and he had not left the Chatzer Atikernot, the middle area of the chutzner, the middle chutzner, until he received the nevuah at the end of the pasuk. But the pasuk is written with a kriya ksiv ho'ir. We can read in the chutzner, the pasuk says the word ho'ir, but we read it, the masara is to read it as chutzner. So it's a chutzner, which is the equivalent of an ear. So what is that about? That the area enclosed, the chotzer, which they would enclose for the king, that area was the size of a medium-sized city. We would call it, a smaller city. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, why does it even say... I mean, how can you conclude it being in any? I mean, I guess you say stam, you just take the average as opposed to the
right.
Use the most conservative.
I think so. Versus my commitment. So what's the argument? Marsubra yours ben and yours havyun based core. Marsubra mem saw havyun. They're arguing about, well, how large were those? Was that amount? Was it 30 saw? Was it 40 saw? The Mor says. Yishaya, my boy Hossam. Why was Yishaya? What was exactly Yishaya doing there? Amar Rabba Barbachon, Amar Biachon. Alamid Shechola Chizkiyah was ill. Vahalach Yishaya, Vahoshav Yeshiva al Pisra. Yishaya opened up a group of Tunachavim learning there, and right by the palace. And that's when he was establishing a group of people to learn there, Yeshiva al Pisra. The argument being that the schus of the Limud Torah would protect him from death. Versus Wallah Milsahi, it's in general not a good idea. Whereas for Chizkiyah, was it Sadiq Gomer, the Ritual says. So he had one of Eira, so you could argue that the Lima of the Torah will protect him. But otherwise, it's not a good idea. Dilma also the Igruye Bey Sultan. More says in Mubasa, the Sultan and the Malchamovas are the same person. Same being. The Yetzirah, the Sultan and the Malchamovas are all one. More says, first the Yetzirah comes and he convinces the guy to do the Eira. And he goes up to Shemayim and he accuses the person. And he comes down as a Malchamovas and takes away his neshama. So he does. It's all the same entity. So the Sultan here referring to the Malach HaMavis will be that which more diligent in his responsibility of taking the person away. He'll look for some way to find an excuse to kill him.
So the Stam of Zumar is not arguing on Rabbi Yochanan?
No, the Mor says that Rabbi Yochanan correct. One was why he was there. One was how the pasuk refers to it.
In other words, so I thought the idea is like Rabbi Yochanan says is like that. You know, this was an idea for Chizkiyo. You know, in other words. Well, I guess Rabbi Yochanan is generalizing it for the Tamid Chum, and then the Gemara says that no, it's not a good idea.
It's not good in general, right? But for Chizkiyo, it could have been fine.
Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he was broadening it to Tamid Chum in general.
Okay, maybe the concept theoretically works, right? There's a potential with the concept, but there's a schus of Torah there which will protect the person. It might motivate the Malach HaMavis to try harder, like the Gemara is saying that you have there's a caveat. It's like Rashi, there was the chabah behind the palace. There's some element of dira in that also. Says that the kohenah achrei palta shal Chizkiyo was behind Chizkiyo's palace. The chotzer shlifnei batim havoi hakitzono havikurli. The one in front is called kitzono. That's where you leave to get out. So it's not the middle one; it's the outer one. Even though it's the size of a city, it's referred to as a chotzer. Even though it wasn't hooked for the deer, it's referred to as a chotzer. The chotzer, which is a usable place. That's not how you leave the palace. So why would he go there? Placing this yeshiva there, you block access, as it were. So there's Malach HaMavis. He says when he sees that where you know you're sort of like there's a great Yiddish river chaperoning with him. When you're starting up with him, he'll start up with you also. You push it back, he'll push back somewhere else. That's his job. He's not vindicative. It's just that's his job. So if you push over here, so he'll push back over there. So the next thing Rabbi Law heard from Rabbi Eliezer is in a case where there were multiple dwellers in a chatzar. And the way that Chazal, Masip, and Mishnah said around, the way that they made it Rubi Chatzaris was they would send somebody around to gather loaves or rolls of bread from each member of the chotzer, and then they would take that and place it in somebody's house, and that was a Rubi Chatzaris. One person forgot to contribute, nobody could carry because there are now two Rishuyos in the chotzer. There's him and there's everybody else. So now if he's a Mavatal, I forgo, because also if he has an option of forgoing his rights to use the chotzer, and now everybody can carry from in the chotzer, from their houses to the chotzer. The question is, may they carry from his house to the chotzer? Rebbe says that he may not carry from his house to the chotzer, because we view that is that he's repossessing his bias, his private area, and he's using taking his private area to the chotzer, so he's repossessing his rights in the chotzer.
What is private area to the chotzer?
His bias.
What is bias to
him? He's repossessing.
No, what is bias to
the question is, I'm sorry, what?
No, what is private area to the chotzer?
I don't understand your question. He's repossessed by taking, carrying from his house to the chotzer. He's showing his use. He's using his private area, the bayis, to be an access to the chotzer. He's repossessing his rights to the chotzer. Can they carry from his house to the chotzer? So Rabbi Yosef says yes. But Tanan, based also the chotzer lahaf, there's a lawyer on the hand. Nobody can carry from his house to the chotzer. Okay. So Moran says, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav, Sheishas, Lekasha, Bar Rav Liezer, Bar Rav Bar. According to Rav Liezer, they may carry from his house, the other members of the Chatzar may carry from his house to the Chatzar. They may not, nobody may. This is Rav Sheishas talking still. Keshetim Salamar, if you want to say it out, this is how you would say it out. Dibribly yeser, mavalta rishus chetzeroy, rishus beisoy bittu. When a person's mavalta his rights to the chotzer, he's simultaneously being mavalta his rights, is as it were his possession of his home. So therefore, the home becomes just like everybody else's house. There's full access from all the houses to the chotzer. So they may take from his house to the chotzer. Rabbanon hamavatul rishus l'tzera rishus beisel loy bittul. According to the Rabbanon, that's not true. He's not being mavatul. So his rishus beisel remains a private domain, not part of the rishus of the chotzer, which he's mavatul now. Versus shita, like you know, he said kishtim. If you think into it, you want to say hezber. This is the hezber. That's clear. That's what the hezber is. What else is the hezber? Amar Rechava is the name of a chacham. Some say have the gifts of Rava. Anav Rav Huna Bar Chinana. Both I and Rav Huna Bar Chinana Targimna. We understood that what Rav Sheshes was telling us is the following. At once, this is the explanation, the argument, regards to what happens when a person is mevatel his rishus chotzer. You say that he is mevatel ba'ayin yofa, he does a very broad sweeping bittel or not, or we construe it as he's doing a very, very narrow act of bittel, what's the minimum amount that's been expressed. So therefore, there's a case of five families, five homes, and one chotzer, and one person did not contribute to the eruv. So the dear Eliezer, we construe that as a broad act of bittul. The same way over here, we can show it as it's behind Nafa Hubitul. He's Mavatul, his Rishos bias. He's Mavatul, his Rishos to all of them. The Rabbanan, Kishu Mavatul, Rishos, and Sarach Mavatul, the Chol Echad, Vachad, he has to explicitly say, I mean, Mavatul myself to all of the different members of the Chatzar. Otherwise, he says, he's Mavatul himself to the one person that he's speaking to. We don't understand that it's a very broad based bittul. Okay, the Mor says, "Come on, Oslo, Hodatanya." So then, based on this, who's the town of the following price? Chamisha Shishrian b'chotzer echad, Rishocha echem hen b'lo irev, Shumuvat Rishus einu tzarch levat, Rishus tzachol echad echad. Come on, Kir B'liezer. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We'll be seeing in this broader strokes. Now, Rukana Masli Hochi. Rav Kahneman, when he said over this in yeshiva, he would say, Rav Sheshet said, Kishtim Zoloimer, they're arguing in whether Mevatel Rishus Chotzer is Mevatel Rishus Beis. And then we asked Pshit, and came along Rav Huna, Rav Chinana, and Rava, or Rechava, and they explained that he was relevant to this following the case of Chamisha and Osha. But Rav Tavyoimi Masni Hofi. So Yermi presents it in the, and then you say, "Come on, also the Bryce." That, as we said before, so Yermi has the version of how it happened a little bit different. Kaman oz lo haratanya hey shashrim b'chotzer echa b'shoch rechem hem b'lo ira k'shum avalt v'shusim and it's talking about the v'shus v'lecha v'echa who's the ton of that Kaman Amar Huna bar Yehuda Amar Sheshes Kaman Kiru Liyazer Sheshes was explicitly addressing the case of the five people. So that was where he went directly to discuss. Not he discussed there, we figured out that we extrapolate he must have meant over here. But he said it explicitly, that's what he's discussed. Okay. Amal de Rapapa Labayah. Rapapa asked about the following question. Is this, we're saying there's the standard assumption where a person would say explicitly otherwise we would accept his statements whether it's better or worse or no, it's not in his hands. We say this is a how halacha defines it. The more explains time to he had in mind to move out of his bias also. He said explicitly, I'm not being move out of this. Until my time in Rabbi Yezim, Mishum, the bias, but the Chotzer, Avidi, in Sheik, the diary. That by definition, it loses the status of Rishos because the Yoyis people don't live in the bias without access to the Chotzer. And he's given away his rights to the Chotzer. So Mela, it's no longer a functioning place for him to live. So Mela, the Rishus of the Bias is bought.
That will be for everybody.
That'll be for everybody.
Well, the question whether it's only bought for one person.
No. We're going back to the original issue. The original statement that Rav Sheshet said at the top of the page, when a person's Mavatal, the Rishus Chotzer, does he include Rishus Bias or not? Sorry. I wasn't clear on that, I'm sorry. So now, is that because that's what he said? We assume it's what he meant. So if he said otherwise. Or do we say the pshat is that it's a halachic definition and therefore it's not up to him? He doesn't have the power to say he's not being mavat. The Omer Dayarno Lav Klum Komer. You say, I'm living here. I'm staying here. There's nowhere to stay. People, that's not how Chazal defined a dira. A dira of the bias v'lo chotzer. So Mela, it's like his rishus bias is bottom of Mela.
Could have said that that the bitul for the chotzer doesn't work at all. Then
he said explicitly that he's about to that, so that we wouldn't take that away from him.
I understand, but this is like a stira. So
right, when he's presented with the results of what he's done, would he be happy? I understand, it's a possibility. Rabbanan, the other round, the Amrim Mevatilna, my time of the Rabbanan Mishum, the Kesavri, Hamavata, Rishus, Chatzay, Roy, Rishus, Pesach, Loy, Bittul, he didn't mean to include his bias, it just didn't mean. This guy said, I have a Mevatim or Rishus bias, so it's Bottle. I tell my time of the Rabbanan Mishum, the Avid Inish, the Masalik Navshe, the Garmi, me bias. Bechotzer, the person does not want to be a total guest in his own bias in Chotzer. So we say the nature is that deep down he's not really giving away his full rights over here. Therefore he wouldn't have the Rashi says that we'd say butla daito etzuf halodom. That's not a normal way of doing it. So the motivation over here is it's the person doesn't want to be left with nowhere to live. I go from being a balabas to being a guest. It's not the nature of people. So we don't accept your statement. It's not the nature of how people work. So this is what the Pope asked the Baya. The Baya says back. It's a question of gilui das and what he meant. So he says, this is what he meant. We have no reason not to accept. accept the person's statement. Here, let's finish off the Gemara. Some of the Rashi's. The last thing I heard from Eliezer is that you can use a krablin for mortar. Maya krablin, Amar Reish Lokesh, Atzvosa Charu Ziosa. It was, Rashi says, it was a type of a growth, a vine, a climbing vine which used to grow around the date palm tree. It's a plant. And if you take it off, it has a bitter taste to it. Rashi says that atzvosa means, that's what atzvosa means. What's charbaziyosa? If they grow in close rows, like a charuz is a verse, right? So there's very close, like they're very, very parallel, close rows. So apparently that's either it's because that's how it grows or because that's when it tastes bitter. So I'm not sure which one it is. Let's tackle this first Rashi. Towards the second to last Rashi. So what am I saying? I was in the case, even though the missions did not say explicitly there was bittul, we understand that there was a case where there was bittul rishus. The rishus that he had in the chutz. Nobody can carry in the. Nobody can carry from the houses to the chotzer. Shabbat and Mechalechel, each person has their own bias. The chotzer is just cool, and the chotzer belongs to everybody. Vechelka Oisolei, and so now his possession in the chotzer, which had he not been mevatel, right to the chotzer. Make it, there's two Rishuyos here. There's the group which has been formed, and there's him. So the case of the Rizbit. Rishuner Beloy, Tamabal, the Rishus, Chatzer, Rishus, Pesan, Ami Bitl. The Rishus extends to the Vaisals. Manasseh Reich, let's say, if he becomes now there for the Shabbos, he is their guest. They may carry from his bias to the chutz. Avul who also the hachnis the chutz may base to the chutz. He may not. Avul pi shumot the hachnis the chutz may pass him, but heyim the chutz he can carry from their houses to the chutz. Because not worse than any other guest could not pass the door. Shalhen mutaloi. Their houses are mutar for him to carry. Vilahen and for them to carry. Like any other guest who walks in from outside, he's allowed to carry from the person's home into the chatzar. The rishus of the chad was all one rishus. Machanami, kivan, the botulahu, divhu. I'm not sure how to read this. Kivan Batal Hudi Rosim Ibesoi Hachanami Kivan the Batal Hudi Huham. Okay. Since he was in Batal, it's this. However, but Mibesoi is, even though he may carry from theirs, but from his own home, Mia is Osir, who Lahoitzi cannot carry. Larminan, Kimin the Batal of Rishus Besoi, Havi Besoi, Kibatayan. No, he's about his Rishus bias. Now it's their house. He's a guest. When he carries out, he's carrying out from his own home as a guest. Bishop Mibatayim, whom Machus and Moitzi, the member of Kedish, not Balmo. He's a guest. We don't look at it as if he's acting as a guest. He looks like he's taking his rights to use his own home to allow to carry outside. It's like he's being chozer machzik b'rishusahu. V'yisalemi make it us. So he makes it now. Even now, back to where we were before. That he makes everybody else in the chutz also. They make him also. not Perek Mador. Mishnah's Rishus. Rishus, so Yibahitzi, Bebeshah, so a person gave over his Rishus and then carried out. That's a vow to the whole Bittul and makes everything else. Okay, that's all the here.